the Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday. Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art. Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into Logbook.com's Escape Pod.
Escape Pod ready.
October 28th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1971, the UK launched a satellite using a British-made rocket, the only time the UK had gone it alone in space. There was a minor problem as the booster's upper stage collided with the satellite it was delivering after separation, shearing off one of the satellite's antennae in the process. In 2009, NASA launched a new rocket of its own.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition and liftoff of Ares 1X, testing concepts for the future of new rocket design.
Intended to be the first of a new generation of rockets that would eventually take over the role of the Saturn rocket family and replace the space shuttle, this was the only Ares flight before the Constellation program, of which Ares was a part, was canceled. In 2014, just seconds after leaving the launch pad, an Orbital Sciences Antares rocket carrying an unmanned Cygnus cargo vehicle to the International Space Station exploded. The incident led to an investigation and a redesign of the Antares booster, which had previously launched using Russian rocket engines built in the 1970s.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we have ignition. And we have liftoff of Antares. The orbital three mission that brings Cygnus on its third CRS mission to the ISS. Got main engines at 108%.
AVR power nominal.
Launch team, be advised, stay at your consoles. Everyone in the LCC, maintain your positions.
Born on this day in 1914, Dr. Jonas Salk, creator of the polio vaccine. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates was born today in 1955. Id Software co-founder John Romero, designer of the computer game Doom, was born in 1967. And born today in 1982, actor Matt Smith, the 11th Doctor Who.
I'm a madman with a box without a box. I'm stuck down the plug hole at the end of the universe on a stupid old junkyard.
Oh.
Oh, what?
I'm not.
Not what?
Because it's not a junkyard. Don't you see? It's not a junkyard.
What is it then?
It's TARDIS junkyard. Come on. Oh, sorry. Do you have a name?
700 years, finally, he asks.
So what I call you?
I think you call me sexy.
Only when we're alone.
We are alone.
Huh. Come on, sexy.
Composer Gil Mell, who did music for Kolchak the Night Stalker, The $6 Million Man, and The Andromeda Strain, died on this day in 2004. In 1983, Texas Instruments got out of the computer business. As the ongoing crash of the video game industry began to affect computer makers, TI's biggest problem was lower-priced competition from companies like Commodore. TI lost $200 million in 1983 before shutting down its computer division. The popular TI-99 4A computer was suddenly without support, and retailers dropped it below the $100 mark just to clear out stock. In 1991, Wesley Crusher was back aboard the Enterprise, but his old crewmates were acting a little bit strange.
Maybe there's more going on here than we thought. What if someone's trying to use the game for some purpose other than pleasure?
Then Data would be a threat to that plan, and only with Data out of the way would everyone become addicted.
As the Star Trek The Next Generation episode, The Game, premiered. In 1996, Captain Sheridan exposed the home planet of the Shadows and had nowhere left to run in Babylon 5's third season finale.
There's nowhere to run. Come back inside. We can work this out.
I know this isn't the Anna that you knew. What I am is what was made in her. A new personality. She can never come back. But I can love you as well as she did.
Jump. Jump. Now.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's expanded guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, 4.1 edition, is now available. Over 400 pages catching you up on the time-traveling mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can get it in print or ebook form. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by our team.